If you want to support any of the podcasts produced by Multiple World Productions, consider going to multipleworldproductions.com/books, where you can pick up any of my released Kindle books, including the Operation Swan Song trilogy, Our Past Does Not Define Us, In the End, the Echo Omega series, and Sizzle Reel for just $2.99 each. Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam. So, not a big news week this week. Not a ton of stuff happening. We got some new dates. We'll talk about that a little bit. But the majority of the time today, we'll be talking about Speed Racer. So let's get through the dates. So first and foremost, we got a new trailer for Season 4B of Titans, which is the back half of Season 4, which will be the last of Titans as it gets put out the past year as part of this new DC Universe Integrated Universe thing, or DC Studios Integrated Universe thing. That will be on April, hang on, I have the date right here, April 13th. So that is just a few weeks away. I think we also talked about this before. Volume 2 of Star Wars Visions comes out on May 4th. Killers of the Flower Moon, which I've been looking forward to a lot. I think it's a pretty solid, bet to be a nominee for Best Picture come next year. Best Directing and possibly Jesus Christ Almighty, this fucking woman. I'm in my usual spot, and this woman just got a bunch of bread and just fucking threw it, and there's just fucking seagulls. It's every seagull in the area is now converging on this parking lot. I think Killers of the Flower Moon is a solid bet to be a major contender at this year's Academy Awards, and it is set for release on October 6th. That's a limited release, and then it will have a wider release on October 21st. I think this also indicates, in all likelihood, that this movie will be a major player at the New York Film Festival. I think this year's the 61st New York Film Festival, because that's like April 29th to mid-October. So I could see it headlining early in that festival. It is going to be premiering at Cannes, allegedly, alongside Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So we got a lot to look forward to there, in terms of major releases. Now, on top of that, we also have a release date for Magazine Dreams, which was what we presumed that Jonathan Majors was going to get nominated for an Oscar for. I think a lot of people had that assumption, but I think that what happened over this past weekend will may prevent that from happening. That is coming out December 8th, and will be on, in theaters. It's a Searchlight, so it will eventually end up on Hulu. Again, not sure how much of a player that'll be. I think it will depend on the result of this current legal action, which is a very nebulous situation from what I've been reading. We also have a release date for Love and Death, which will be on HBO Max on April 27th. That is a limited series that will be starting there. That stars Elizabeth Olsen as a murderer who kills her husband with an axe, which, cool. Now, probably the biggest date for listeners of this show will be Secret Invasion, which has a release date of June 21st. Now, I'm going to put this in quotes, June 21st, because this was released via an accidental update on the Disney Plus app, where it accidentally changed from coming soon to coming on June 21st. So it could be, it is likely real, but there's no guarantee. And if it's not real, then I'm not entirely sure what's going on. I think it has to, just for Marvel's release cadence this year. I think at this point, it's a safe bet we're going to be down to maybe 5 releases, most likely 4 releases this year. I think we're likely to get Secret Invasion, Loki Season 2, and what was that other one? Echo this year, with the possibility of What If Season 2, and I think the strong likelihood of X-Men 97. And we'll see from there how that goes. So I think they would have to meet this date, especially with Star Wars doing what it's doing, and they don't want to have an overlap again because that didn't work out for them last time. That said, I'm also always open to being wrong, and I think this date will stick. I feel like there was more to this though. I just can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I think that's all the dates we have that are new, coming up. Now, on to the topic of conversation today, which is a fun one. So I was gonna do Garden State this week, and I had on the calendar up until this weekend Garden State, but then I saw A Good Person this weekend, and I guess I fucked up because I thought that A Good Person was opening this coming weekend. It was opening against Dungeons and Dragons. That was not the case. It opened against John Wick Chapter 4. Now, all three of those movies, if you go over to Beware of Spoilers, you can listen to my thoughts on all of them. But after seeing that, I was like, do I really want to sit through and watch Garden State right now? I've never seen it before, but if I didn't really care for this, it isn't what I'm going to care for. Not really. And then I saw an article that's like, is Speed Racer actually a hidden gem and not as bad as people say it was? And I was like, all right, that's something I can get behind because I've never seen Speed Racer, but I've only heard negative things. So let's check this out. Let's see what this is. And oh my God, it is the movie equivalent of like, I don't even know how to define it. It's like a cacophony for your senses where it's like there's just so much going on. And look, I get what they're going for. The idea of the effects aren't quite there to do it 100% realistic, so it doesn't really work that way. So they made it cartoony, but it's too jarringly cartoony for it to be good. The plot isn't great either. I'm not super committed on that. The Racer X design is just, I'm watching this, I'm like, thank fucking God. This, like, you know, we waited as long as we did for the Inhumans. Because there's a world in which that design and fucking Matthew Fox is playing Black Bolt, and just thankfully that never happened. It's just like it's just trying to be as loud and obnoxious as possible, and it's just I don't know what I'm supposed to like or not like. And it doesn't really give you a chance to really take a breath, because even the moments that are like designed to be, like look. It feels like, all right, this is what they would have done if they made this show in live action, and like more power to them. Like they kind of nailed the vibe of the TV show, but I don't think that this is that good. Like, it's not a good. Like, the movie is so cacophonous that you can't really get around how loud it is, just visually and audio. That even if there is an interesting plot under it, you're just kind of drowning out of the gate. I mean, maybe with the benefit of hindsight, looking back, we could be like, oh, it ages a little bit better in terms of the visual effects because it's not meant to look photorealistic and it's meant to look more stylized in the same way that we look back at like Edward Scissorhands and it looks really unique and different. But I don't think that that really applies here as well. Number one, I mean, Edward Scissorhands is 100% practical. And number two, it's not quite as just abrasive at every juncture. And look, I've watched this movie now, and I'm probably going to watch it again because it's like, it is such a unique experience visually that it might be worth that. But it's to get to the plot, it's just you have to sit through so much just noise. Visual and audio that it's just like it's too much. But if you do want to check it out, if you haven't watched it, maybe you're like me and you haven't watched it yet, maybe check it out. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it does age. I think it ages well. I don't think it ages perfectly, but I think it ages well. So it might be worth checking out. But we'll wrap up there for today. And Our next episode will be on Thursday. We'll be talking about Outer Banks, episode 3. And we'll be talking about next game is Thrillville Off the Rails. And our next movie is Detective Pikachu. So until our next episode, have a great rest of your week. This podcast is a production of Multiple World Productions. For more details about all the other things happening on all three podcasts, check out multipleworldproductions.com.